Melissa has supported NCA's communication and public affairs strategies since 2017. She has extensive experience in agriculture, food, consumer goods, and trade, and has advised some of the world's leading companies and associations. She was previously Senior Director of Global Strategies for the Grocery Manufacturers Association, now the Consumer Brands Association. She served 9 years in the U.S. Foreign Service, including 2 tours in Latin America. She holds degrees from Princeton University and the University of California, Los Angeles. It's my delight today to have Melissa San Miguel join us. She's a spokesperson for the National Coffee Association of America.
Dan, hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here and to represent NCA.
Researchers report that coffee offers several plant-derived health benefits. And new research has shown that consuming moderate amounts of coffee and caffeine regularly may offer protection against developing multiple cardiometabolic diseases, including type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke. According to new research published in the Endocrine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Will you comment on that?
Sure, Dan. Well, first, I really love your reference to plant-based goodness there, because I always think it bears reminding ourselves that coffee, as much as it's a kind of standard touchstone in our daily lives, comes from a plant. It comes from coffee beans grown on coffee trees by coffee farmers. And I really love that connection back to the origins. I think it's important to remember. The trend in caffeine consumption, I think, is just consistent with beverage behaviors overall. Consumers are increasingly interested in health and wellness. And this long tradition of research on coffee and its really consistent findings that coffee is associated with health benefits. One thing that was great to see is that the U.S. government has actually also affirmed that evidence. The federal government, the Food and Drug Administration, just recently included plain coffee in its legal definition of healthy for the purpose of food labeling. The U.S. dietary guidelines, which are developed by the federal government, recommend that adults keep their caffeine consumption below 400 milligrams per day. But if we translate that to coffee, it would equate to about 2 to 3 12-ounce servings of coffee. You know that caffeine can vary based on how your coffee is ground and prepared, how strong you make it, et cetera. Caffeine is just one of the more than 1,000 natural compounds that are found in coffee. And so when you start to talk about those health benefits that you mentioned, I think we have to consider that kind of total package. Scientists actually really don't know exactly how all of those compounds play into coffee's overall impact on health. What I do know, and what we can talk about, is just how much research there is on coffee and health. I would say coffee is one of the most studied and researched beverages on the planet, which I suppose is no surprise given how popular it is. And really, a lot of those studies, that total body of evidence, point to the same consistent findings about health benefits.
Melissa, will you summarize some of the new findings?
Sure, Dan. Well, there are new findings, it seems like, every day, because I think there's just so much interest in coffee. But I want to emphasize that this is actually just one piece in a body of evidence that spans decades. And these are really robust studies. They're large, they're high quality. In fact, many large meta-analyses, which look at different studies and find commonalities in their findings. And mostly they point to like one pretty simple conclusion, which is that coffee drinkers live longer than people who never drink coffee. So that's what you're asking about, increased longevity. The study that you mentioned, I believe, was published in a journal on aging, and it is actually hugely detailed and like genuinely fascinating. It has a lot of different elements. In a nutshell, I'd say the authors found that drinking coffee is associated with reduced risk of the diseases that most impact older people. So cardiovascular disease, respiratory diseases, stroke, certain cancers, diabetes, even dementia, and then kind of mental health and overall frailty. Those are factors that they were really looking at. And they found this consistent point that the increased consumption of coffee was associated with living longer. The other thing I think is important about that study is that the authors talk about the fact that even though they're not, again, sure why they see these effects, they see an accumulating body of evidence. That's how they put it in their discussion, accumulating evidence. And that's something that I think is really consistent, again, across this body of research.
Will you describe the National Coffee Association's new B2C website about coffee and NCA outreach, motivated in part by last year's NCDT study that revealed 51% of Americans believe coffee's good for their health, 66% believe coffee improves mental focus, 46% believe it improves physical endurance, 48% have heard about health benefits associated with coffee. Coffee sounds like a great way to start the day.
Absolutely, Dan. Look, I think our most important motivation in developing this new communication tool to reach average coffee drinkers was mostly knowing how much information people want to have about the choices that they're making. You know, 73% of Americans drink coffee each week. About 63% drink coffee each day. That is a lot of people, and they love this part of their lives. And we think that they want to know more and have easy access to kind of really navigate what that brings to them as a health benefit, as a kind of the flavor and community that they enjoy being part of. So one thing that we have done is try to make the health evidence really easy to access. We have a research library on that website. You mentioned consumer perceptions about health. We know that Americans are increasingly interested in making sure that their choices are supporting their overall balanced diet and their wellness. And we thought that if people could see for themselves the body of evidence that supports a really simple conclusion, which is that coffee drinkers live longer, happier lives, that they would be really interested to be able to navigate that for themselves.
Will you share some examples?
So, Dan, there's tons of information, everything about where coffee comes from, how you can make your perfect cup. We know that that's different for everybody, but we have some thoughts and tips. And then access to some of the research and evidence that talks about coffee's health benefits. People drink coffee in a lot of different ways. They drink coffee at different times of day. And like we talked about before, there's so much research. For example, some recent research has gotten into whether the time of day makes a bigger difference on your health. The good news is that 84% of coffee drinkers drink coffee in the morning. And so if they saw a headline about how that has particular health benefits, it might be just another reason for them to love that morning boost. But overall, it fits into the total research body that shows coffee is really good for you at any time of day.
Thanks so much for this informative discussion, Melissa.
It's been so great to get to talk about coffee and about the National Coffee Association. You know, NCA has been representing coffee for more than 100 years. And it's something, a community that we're really proud of and that we're happy to be able to support. We know that a lot of Americans drink and rely on coffee and really love it. And we want to be able to give them as much access to information as they want.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.